Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea. Put your feet up. Pour yourself a cup of tea. Put your feet up and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. I hope that you are enjoying your celebration. You know, a lot of people have told me that it's been a very quiet year and they've enjoyed that. So I don't know if that's your experience, but however you enjoy it, I wish that for you. And we've got the new year approaching, great things coming in 2017, so we want to hang on and just wait for that excitement to come. Today we have with us medium Laura Lee. She contacts heavenly messengers for answers, guidance, and prophetic insight. And you can ask her anything from financial or health matters, life missions, career paths, relationship dilemmas, whatever the question, Laura can see, feel, hear, and know what the other side needs to communicate to the living. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 424-220-1801. So let's get started. Let me introduce you to our great guest, Laura Lee. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Randy. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Yeah, same to you, same to you. 2017, going to be a good year?
Well, let's focus on that and let's be very optimistic and positive about that, yes. It can be anything we make it, right?
Wow, great attitude. I like that. All right. Yes. So as we approach the new year, what is it that you would like to talk about?
This time of year, I love the movies, and one of the greatest movies to me of all times is It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know if you've seen it, Randy. And if anybody out there is listening and tuning in and you hadn't seen this movie, it's got the perfect message, and I highly recommend that your homework for today is go out and see It's a Wonderful Life. Because George Bailey, in the movie, the main character, George Bailey, tries to commit suicide until Angel Clarence reminds him how to appreciate life and how valuable it is to him and as well as to the others in his life. And I think this is key because a lot of us go running around forgetting about our lives and just how miraculous it is just to be here and engaged in it. And we're caught up with all these extraneous you know, garbage that happens to, you know, hit us from all different directions. We get caught up in it. And so, and a lot of that also is about what are we supposed to be doing, you know, and we're always struggling against that, like George was, you know, and our life purpose. And George Bailey, you know, I'd like to use this movie as an example as we talk about today about our gift, because he's always struggling against the grain of, you know, what he's already doing. He's already engaged in his life purpose without even knowing it. And a lot of us are like that. You know, we're caught up in our day-to-day grind, and we think this isn't our life purpose. And what is our life purpose? You know, what's our gift? Why were we here? You know, what are we supposed to be doing? And this is a ongoing theme that I have with even my little child, because, you know, it's like her struggle even with school. Why do I have to go to school every day? And I always remind her that, you know, our lives, you know, we were brought onto the earth for a reason, and, you know, you just got to find that, what that gift is, you know, what you were here to do. So,
yeah.
How do we? Yeah,
and that is a journey. It's a process. We don't find it right away.
Yeah, and it, you know, sometimes it just finds us. It's so simple. It's just so simple that sometimes we overlook it. It's like that's why I think this movie is poignant, you know, and gives such a great message at this time of year, because, you know, George Bailey, I mean, he was doing exactly what he was supposed to be doing, Bailey Savings and Loan and raising his four beautiful children. But he, you know, he was always trying to run away from it. So there's questions that I channeled that can help us guide us to our life purpose. And I'd like to talk about those questions today that we can ask ourselves to really help us hone in on what that is. You know, our life purpose, what we're here to do, you know, and to follow through with that while we're, you know, given this gift of life. And like I said, it's just so simple. Sometimes we just overlook it. So,
yeah. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I've kind of always known what my life purpose was, but it didn't gel, things didn't come together and allow me to actually use my life purpose until I had been through several different things, and then everything came together. So we can know it, but sometimes it just doesn't, you know, gel until, you know, for a while.
I think that's a good point, because I think we have to go through certain things, and those, you know, a lot of people think, oh, my life is so messed up, but those happen for a reason.
Right.
Everything is for a reason and perfectly situated for what is to unfold and how we apply it. So
yes, I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a couple callers waiting to talk to you. So would you like to start taking calls?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I mean, your area code's coming up as 111, so I don't know. But can you hear that I've opened up your mic for you?
I can.
Perfect.
Okay,
what is your name?
My name is Trish. I'm calling on Skype. That's why you see all those numbers.
Oh.
Okay,
hi,
great.
Trish. Where are you located?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you located, Trish?
I'm located in New York.
All right.
And I guess I was wondering if you can give me a message, either from spirit or whomever, around either housing or relationship. When I say housing, I'm talking about a real estate development project. I'm not looking for a home.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so let me tell you what I see, Trish, okay? Trish, off on your left side, and, you know, I'm assuming this is going to be maternal side for you. You're right-handed, correct?
I am.
Okay, so I see a short, curly-haired woman
over there. And, you know, it might be a little bit salt and pepper. Okay, so she's on the maternal side. But she, you know, she very well kept her hair. Her hair seemed to be a big deal. So I'm just going to put that out there, okay? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, both my mom and grandmother are on the other side, and I think okay. they're referring to my hair.
Oh, they are? Okay.
I have curly hair that drives me crazy, so I'm always getting it.
You keep it in short. Does it come from these ladies? Okay, does it come from these ladies? Because I feel like there's a reason to keep it short because of the curls, you know, and keep
yeah.
them contained. So that's what it is. Okay. So I see one in particular who's really hovering over you, okay? And they want to go to the real estate development thing, okay? I think one of the things that first comes up about this is there's question because of some of the other parties that are involved. And you question their legitimacy or trust. Does that make sense?
Yes, it definitely makes sense. In fact, I had to fire one of them, and now I'm in mediation to get the final resolution.
Oh, right. You are very good with your internal instincts. You need to trust. So when you go into a deal with somebody and it just doesn't feel right in your gut, okay, you need to trust that before you get yourself into some dynamic like this, okay? So in the future, and you knew this before going in. I just want to say that they said you knew this, okay, before going in. So this, I feel like, is what's dragging you down, okay? I just feel like it's dragging and it's dragging and it's dragging. And it's going to continue to drag because I feel like the other parties are going to, you know, fight tooth and nail. So my question is, have you got anything else in the fire outside of this project? Because that's where I'm going to recommend you put your attention.
Yeah, in fact, not only did I get rid of him, I've already rehired someone else, and the project, the building of the project is actually going fine. What's dragging me down
okay.
is the settlement with him.
Right. So you need to do clearing. You need to do some sort of clearing and let it fall where the chips may, you know, not to say that you can't keep a focus and goal, but you need to do a clearing because that energy is still around you, and, you know, I don't want you to bring it into this new project, you know, the project that you're currently trying to build up, okay? Because
okay.
this will, it'll stop everything else because that's how your energy is right now, okay? And, you know, it's like, it's hard to explain, but it's like when somebody's still grieving about the wrongdoings of a past relationship and they bring it into their new relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if most.
Okay. So you've got to do some sort of clearing or some sort of ceremony for you, okay? And one of the quick things that I always recommend to people for clearing is just meditate or sit quietly one night and maybe continue to do this until you feel like the energy's washed away, is just see yourself being bathed in the white light, okay? And then bless this person when you're gritting your teeth throughout the day. So continue to bless this person, bless them, until you can negate that negative energy within your heart, okay?
Okay.
Any wrongdoing, okay? But I think the project will move, but you've got to clear the energy. That's my main concern, according to what the ladies are telling me here.
Okay.
Okay?
And
but
then
this is happening because you're going to have many other projects, and you're going to find yourself having red flags with other people that are going to be coming up. Your instincts know best, so just trust it, okay, for future projects.
Okay. So I guess my other question was, I guess they don't have anything about reconciliation with regards to relationship?
With this particular person?
No, with a romantic relationship.
Let me just say your energy right now is not allowing anybody to come in.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, seriously. I mean, right now we're so down and out. It's all around us. Okay. I feel like there's a connection between this relationship and also the real estate investment relationship. You might not see the parallel there, but there is something there. It's all about trust. Okay.
Okay.
So all these lessons are coming to you for a reason. Okay. Trust yourself. Okay. Thanks, Trish, for calling
in.
Thank
you so much.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Trish. Happy New Year. We have another caller from area code 330. Good morning. How are you doing? 330,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, what is your name? Excuse me, what is your name?
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I'm just surprised I got on. I was really hoping to.
Okay. What can we do for you, Lynn?
Well, I'm looking for some understanding. Pretty much you've got it, the nail on the head, just my purpose. I feel like something's stopping me from getting there. And I think I know what those things are, and I'm trying to work through them.
Right, right.
I have some.
You know, so well, then you're going to have to listen to the rest of the show because I got a series of questions you can ask yourself to pinpoint exactly what it is. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I feel like you're helping me to direct what it is I'm asking for. Just basic survival is where I'm struggling with. And the ability to take care of myself, independency. I have
right.
gone through a lot of adversity, and this adversity has been a real gift. I mean, I didn't see it that way. Believe me.
Right.
It has been a real gift. I've learned so much, and I've really focused on becoming the change that I wanted to see in the world. So I'm thankful for the adversity. But I can't move beyond a certain set of circumstances that I'm in. And I feel like I'm just existing. Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right.
I feel like I should move beyond that. And I'm trying to do the best I can with what circumstances are preventing me from moving forward. I don't know if I'm just supposed to hang out here and learn lessons or whether there's something else I should be doing, changing, something impacting in order to get out
right.
of this. Does any of this make sense to you? Are you?
Yes, and no, because, you know, yeah, everything around us, that storm around us is definitely helping us pinpoint, and we already know deep within. We all have our answers. We don't really need a psychic medium. We all have our answers, but sometimes we get caught up in all this stuff to keep our attention away from it. And as I say that, while you're talking to me, and I've got my eyes closed usually when I'm talking to everybody on the phone so I can see within my mind's eye who's there with them, but there was a gentleman in your life or a man, and I want to say on the paternal side, maybe it's a paternal figure in your life who spent an enormous amount of time watching TV in a particular chair. And, you know, I feel like it was sports oriented. That was one of the reasons why they sat in that chair, you know, a particular chair. And it's like one of those big, big chairs. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh.
Like a father figure. Who is this? Who comes to mind like this? And they were in your life, and it just seemed like TV was, you know, their distraction.
I'm not certain. My own biological father passed when I was a young girl, and
uh-huh.
I was in very various foster families.
So who comes to mind? Somebody's got to come to mind because they give me very specific stuff like this in order, you know, to be easily identified. But this is somebody who you would even walk by and maybe they wouldn't recognize you or see you because they were so engaged with the TV. This is a male.
Wow. Wow. No, nobody comes to mind. And he's on this side. He's still living?
No, he's on the other side. Yeah, 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 yeah. And candy seemed to be a big deal, too. Were you big into sweets?
Yes.
Candy. Like, huh?
Oh, my candy. Gosh, this can't be my mom's father. My grandfather, I was not really close to him, but we did spend some time together. I lived with my mom and I lived with him. And he was not connected to his family. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, and he kind of lived this way, huh? Because obviously he is overseeing you because here he is. Okay. So anyway, his behavior kind of had some impact on you. Okay. In the sense that, are you still kind of addicted to sweets or you're gravitated to sweets?
Oh,
right?
Yes. That's a struggle for me.
And the other thing, real quickly, is media. You might be, you know, and a lot of people are like this, but you might be, you know, TV's an addiction to you, or media in a sense, you know. So is that true?
I because there's not a lot that I can do. I live on literally a few $100 a month, so there's just not a lot I can do. I do like information. I'm an information junkie, so I watch a lot of Gaia.
Okay. Oh, good! Yay!
Yes, that's where I saw you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now here's the thing, baby. Here's the thing. Turn it off. That's where my point is getting. Okay, you cannot live life if you're sitting on it all the time. I tell this to so many people. I've got family members that are on so much. You have to detox yourself for the new year. Here's your goal. Detox yourself. At least give yourself a month. Turn it off so you can go live your life. Don't watch everybody else live in their lives. I want you to turn it off, and I want you to get refocused and recenter. Because how are you going to hear that inner sound, you know, that inner talk within your own soul if you're too busy looking at everybody else's? So that's your goal for the year. Okay.
I got that.
Here's the second thing. Because once you start walking forward, and I know exactly what you're talking about, all of us have been there at one point or another, but when you take that first step, you start to see things happening, and you have to continue to take those steps, okay? And as I say that, you might have a lot of angels around you, and I do see a lot of angels around you, okay? Like, I don't know if you call them
help. I do ask them for help. I do ask them for help. I do talk to them.
That's why they're around you. That's why I see many around you, okay? And usually people who have these, they feel called to, like, teaching, healthcare, you know, helping other people in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So
one of the biggest things I'd like to do is to help people by telling my own story. The hero's journey, basically. I really feel compelled to share my own story.
This is what you need to be focused on, okay? Because, you know, and just do it. It doesn't even mean, you know, when I was a kid, I was doing this as a kid. I wasn't thinking about money, you know, and then I was doing it for family and friends and whoever. And I never thought about it because of money. And now, of course, you know, I'm doing it because it's just where my soul keeps telling me to go. It wasn't all the manifestation of money, and you know, you will find a way to support yourself. You will find a way.
I struggle with something called.
You don't have to figure it all out. The your guidance will fill in the details. God will give you the details. Okay.
That next step is a hard thing for me. I actually see a counselor for OCPD.
Very good.
And I have a hard time with the next step. What do I do? What's the next step? How do I?
Turn
I can
off
know where
the
I...
media.
Pardon?
That's the next step. Turn off the TV. Turn off the media. That's the next step.
Meditate.
Yeah, and meditate. Right.
Lynn, I just want to tell you that, you know, I was really stuck for many, many years, and I used to cry to my spirit guides and my angels and say, when, please, you know. and I was so frustrated, and I felt like I was not being heard. But after a while, it all began to manifest.
And so just because you're not hearing the answers doesn't mean you're not getting them. And
that's been my concern. That's part of what I wanted to call in for, was maybe you'll tell me something that will, you know, that they're trying to communicate to me that I'm not getting. But I have the patience. I mean, I feel like I can endure and I can keep going on. I just want to know that I'm going on in the direction I'm supposed to be going on.
Just keep following your instincts and keep going for it. You're being heard. You are being heard. Sometimes it takes a while for them to put together all the things they need to put together for you. So I just wanted to give you that encouragement.
Yeah, I love what Randy had to say. That's perfect. But you know what? Review this podcast after it gets posted. Listen to it again, because then you'll hear yourself talking and you'll hear what we're trying to say. Okay?
And that's kind of how I feel like it is. It's not that I'm not being heard, just that it's like a kid. Like, okay, but you've got to get here and then you'll see this and then it'll make sense to you. Mm-hmm. Like that. I don't feel abandoned.
Okay. Your sugar thing might also be impeding your progress as well. So maybe a detox from the sugar, a detox from, you know, one step at a time, but detox from media so you can live life, okay? All right, so keep us posted, Lynn. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lynn. Have a happy New Year.
You as well.
So,
God bless.
So let's, yeah. So we do have another caller, but let's talk about the great gifts, the greatest gifts.
Yeah, some of those questions, because Lynn made the point that she's trying to uncover her life purpose. And here's some of the questions that you can ask about. Ask yourself, you know, what is it I'm supposed to be doing specifically? And you could just ask your guides and angels specifically, what am I supposed to be doing, and wait for the answer. I did that, you know. That's one thing you could do. But here's some of the questions that they shared with me and that we can ask ourselves that will help guide us, because it's very simple and we overlook it. One is, if you didn't have to worry about making a buck, you would go and do this. So ask yourself, I would go and do XYZ if I didn't have to worry about money. That's very key, okay? Because a lot of us get caught up in the whole money thing because we were raised in a capitalistic society. So we are programmed, you know, to think about money, which really helps us here. And that's why I think it's A Wonderful Life with George Bailey is perfect, because he talks about that with Clarence, that whole subject about money. Number two, you give yourself excuses why you can't do it. Like, for instance, a lot of us, you know, will say, I need more classes or certifications or degrees to go do XYZ. That's your second question. I need more whatever it is to go do XYZ. Like, you'll think you need help or guidance from other people. That might be true, but those people have already come and gone in your life. I promise you. The people have already been put into your life to help you identify what those things are. And then number three, here's another question for yourself to think about. As a kid, you most likely role played, or you just did it as a child. So think about your childhood development and said, I love to go do XYZ as a kid. You know, and in the movie, I want to go back to It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey, he was always running into his dad's office and, you know, around his dad's work. It was just a natural to him, okay? He resisted it, but it was just natural for him to be around the savings and loan and for him to step into that role. And he always kept saying, I want to go to college and do blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then he always wanted to make a lot of money. It was always about the money. It's not about the money. You will find a way, whatever it is that is within your heart desire to support yourself. They will never let you fall. your heart always knows. So those are some of the three questions that I want you to think about to help you to uncover your life purpose. And we have a few more that we can talk about that help guide you there. But again, one of the quickest ways directly to finding out your life purpose is just ask them straight up, what is my life purpose? You know, and it might not be specifically oriented. I think mine came in, using my communication skills, the communication arts, to help inspire and empower other people. That was mine at age 19.
Well,
the angels, I had a visitation from an angel from a near-death experience, and she told me I would be working with her and many others in order to support people. It was all this.
Wow.
So you just got to pay attention and just let it fulfill and unfold in itself. So do we have another caller?
We do. We do. Let's take it.
Okay.
Okay. You might be also calling from Skype because it's coming up as a 111. We've had a lot of those today. Hi, can you hear me? Hi, what is your name? Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
If there's a caller online
hi.
That has not been... Yeah, hi, what is your name? Hello?
Can you hear me again?
Yes, we can.
Lucy?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Laura?
Is this Lucy from California?
Yes.
Lucy Lou.
How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
So I was calling, actually I was calling for something else, but then when I heard your whole message about life purpose and all, something just told me, no, ask about this. I was literally calling because I wanted, to see if there was any thing out there for me, any messages from any family members, because I had a dream just like the two nights ago of all my family members, they came to visit me. But the question that changed was about a year ago, I had my husband's cousin come knocking on my door, and she actually knocked on the wrong door. She was supposed to be like four houses down. She didn't even know that we lived there. And it was very odd because when I opened the door, I saw her, and I didn't quite recognize her because it's been a while since I saw her. And I said, oh, you have the wrong house, and I shut the door. And then, like, 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, my God, I know who that is. And I opened the door, but she was gone. And so I ran, and I told my husband, wow, your cousin just came over here. That's odd. And, I didn't recognize her, and I feel that there's a reason why she came over here, and I just don't know what it is. Well, lo and behold, like, a year later, Laura, I don't know if you remember, well, I know you remember what I went through in 2006 with my brother, my family situation. They're actually going through that same thing right now. And I feel like I have to be there for them to show them, to hold that light for him.
Right. You can do that without, unless, of course, they step up and ask you for their help. But you can do that without actually getting your fingers intertwined by just holding the light for them that they make it through.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? For their
right.
their end, for their end, for the end result, expect the best so that they can live up to those expectations. Because everything worked out with your brother.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I believe that everything's going to work out for them in their favor, too. But you know what, Lucy, while you're talking, the woman who comes to me is another, remember, it's all curly-haired women today, but I get that brown curly hair. It was a bit tight kinks, tight, tight, kinky hair, And I feel like it's an aunt, sister connected on your maternal side. She's there.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Is this your mom's sister?
Yes, my mom does have a sister, who passed away.
On the other side, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so she comes through because I feel like it's very important. I feel like your mom might even be tied into this, you know, this discussion as well with, you know, what went on, you know, and I feel like that might pull her out. Does that make sense? I feel like your mom might be involved with all this.
With what?
With your cousin and her family. Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, that's my husband's side of the family.
It's your husband's side of the family. Okay,
yeah, so
that's fine.
my mom wouldn't be any part of it. But I think what you're talking about may be
no, because your brother went through this. Okay, so
right,
this is
but my mom doesn't
obvious.
Even know like that side of the family. My husband's that side that's going through this.
Okay, but I want you to listen to what I'm saying, okay?
Okay?
So she says your mom's key in this discussion as well. So,
I think I know what you're talking about because the one who's coming through right now to you, her
mm-hmm.
grandson is going through something. Remember we spoke last time when my cousin came through and he was
okay.
talking about his son and that I was going to cross paths with him because
mm-hmm.
he's dealing with something right now, that's on
okay.
my mom's side. So that's very
well,
interesting you're saying
like
that.
Well, I feel like your mom also went through this with your brother.
Right, right.
So
mm-hmm.
all right, so there's your mom's got a different perspective that she can hand over, and I feel like there's maybe some sort of key, you know, there that will help pull her out of her funk, okay, and
okay.
also assist these people and give her a new meaning and also the connection with family.
Right.
Okay. Even though it's on your husband's side. Okay. So I
okay.
want you to re-listen to the podcast. It may not be entirely clear, but you'll get it.
Okay.
Okay. And there was a big party celebration. Did this happen? Your mom says, or I mean, your aunt?
My aunt. It's happening on Saturday.
Yeah. Yay! Okay, there's
yes.
your confirmation. Okay?
Yes.
All right, so there'll be an opportunity to share, okay, at that time. All right?
Okay.
So
okay.
I hope that makes sense. Listen to the podcast again. Both
I
Randy
will.
And I will post it. Okay, babe?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Have a very happy new year.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, it's so funny that sometimes these things seem so, you know, when callers call in, they're thinking one direction, but spirit usually has another direction that we're not linking because we're expecting something else.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
sometimes it's good to review the messages again so that it all clicks for us.
Yep, I definitely agree. Yes, I have to think about the plaid shirt and the cough, and I'm thinking about that as we talk. Oh my gosh! You know,
so
you said
do we have
the.
Time to, go ahead.
When we were, when you were talking about, you know, the numbering the things that we can do, and you said the second thing, you know, do I need a degree? Do I need this? Do I need that? Finding reasons why you can't go ahead and do something. That resonated so deeply with me because I always wanted to be a psychologist or a counselor or mental health or whatever, and circumstances kept me from getting a degree in it, and I'm doing it now, and I'm
yeah.
doing it very successfully without those credentials. I always knew
yeah.
I could do it, and that stopped me for years and years and years, so... Yeah, it's a perfect example. Once I just said, you know what, I don't have the credentials, but I know I can do it, and I did it, and it worked out great. So just wanted to say
right.
that. Right.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. Do we have time
yeah.
to share more of those questions so people can help them identify their role?
Yeah. Let's see. That was the one that I really kind of jotted down. We only have a couple minutes, so...
okay.
I'm going to let
let's
you
go over
talk.
A few more.
Yeah,
let's
do
go
that.
Over a few more. Okay. It comes easy for you. So I want you to think about this question. XYZ comes so easy for me that I don't have to think about it. I mean, and here's another thing that'll help you with this. Your friends and family recognize that you're talented and gifted in this area. So you've always heard your friends and family say that you have such a knack for XYZ. So there's the fifth question, okay? And then here's another one for you. It's been a hobby or a pastime. Let's say your favorite hobby or your pastime is to do XYZ. Maybe it's, you know, for me it was, you know, reading people, you know, just even getting out my tarot cards when I was a kid. Okay. So, I mean, it's just something that's just so right there in your face all the time and you just overlook it because you've got all these other blocks. I can't do it because of this, this, and this. Like what you said, you know, Randy, I always
right.
thought I had to have the degree or the class. So
right.
those are some of the questions that help you pinpoint your life purpose, your gift. Your gift is really your life. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to squander it or are you going to do what you are willed? Because it is willed through your heart what you're here to do. So if you guys still have trouble in trying to pinpoint that app, I have another Spirit Salon, which is a group reading on a teleconference call. And I've rescheduled another one at the beginning of the year here at the end of January. It's, I think, January 28th. I don't have it posted on my website yet. But there is a page on the website at mediumlauralee.com under Spirit Salon. You can learn more about joining the call. So
Excellent.
Yes.
So we're coming
yes.
down to the final moments. I actually don't have you scheduled for February, but probably if you want to do a Wednesday, it would be the 22nd of February. But we can talk about that, just to let everybody know that you will be back in February, somewhere near the end of the month, on probably a Tuesday or Wednesday. And you can check Laura's site. You can also check my radio site for the scheduling and the link. So, well, Laura, this has been a great conversation, and I think that this resonated with everybody today.
Thank you. I hope it does. You know, it was something that was channeled by the angels, a perfect discussion to talk about, given that we're going into 2017. You know, let's make the most of it.
Right, and I agree with you about, you know, the expectations. It's when we set up a vision. Well, not a vision, but when we have expectations of what we're supposed to hear and see and everything like that, we really do miss out on the true messages that we're given. So I'd like to mm-hmm. end it on that because I think that's a really important point. And I wish you and your family a very happy, happy New Year, Laura.
Same to you and everybody who called in.
Yes, absolutely. To all, a happy New Year. And we will talk next month.
Very good.
Okay.
Happy
thanks.
New Year.
Be well, be safe. Okay. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at randigfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. And you can also, I do counseling. To find out more about my counseling, go to randigfine.com, which is my website. And go to the page that says Life Issues Counseling, and I have a telephone and Skype counseling practice where you can find me there. So anyway, thank you. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randigfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.